Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Hi, my name is Darius Chutna, and during this political season, I'm hearing lots of discussions regarding inequality and concerns for the future. So I thought it would be interesting to share some of my takeaways regarding economic inequality from Will Durant's book, The Lessons of History, and share why I continue to be optimistic for the future. My big idea is to know history and to study our current and projected data, not study the news, about how the world is doing so that we don't start a revolution and upend everything before we understand what's actually going on. So Will Durant explains the cause and recurring nature of inequality when he says, since practical ability differs from person to person, the majority of such abilities in nearly all societies is gathered in a minority of men. The concentration of wealth is a natural result of this concentration of ability and regularly recurs in history. The rate of concentration varies, other factors being equal, with the economic freedom permitted by morals and the laws, end quote. From my personal perspective, capitalism is the economic practice which allows those people of talent and ambition to excel, invent, and innovate in a competitive environment, and has historically advanced the whole of a society, but inevitably also expands the level of inequality, just as Michael Jordan, whose talent was immense, made more than other basketball players of the time, but the draw he created for the sport provided opportunity for others. Conversely, other forms of economic philosophy, such as socialism, tend to dampen or retard such abilities, and it appears throughout history that freedoms in those societies tended toward mediocrity and decay. Durant proposes that pure capitalism eventually collapses because of inequality, social unrest, and then revolution, while pure socialism eventually fails because it does not produce adequate wealth to sustain itself. Long-term peace and prosperity seems to be a balance between capitalistic thinking to effectively create wealth and socialist ideas to provide equal distribution. Talent, intelligence, self-discipline, and an appetite for risk have to be rewarded for economies to grow, but societies must maintain a reasonable opportunity for all to succeed in life. In that respect, the data proves that we are doing a better job than many believe regarding human well-being and equality. You just have to study the facts and not the news. I highly, highly recommend checking out the evidence that Peter Diamandis included at the end of his book, Abundance, The Future is Better Than You Think. I created a quick link to his website. You can go to data.darus.com. So it's data.darus.com. You may be surprised at this evidence of our better future. I hope you can share it with those who are stuck in the soap opera of the news. The future is ours. Let's get after it. This has been Darius Trutna for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.